The benchmark KSE 100 index extended its bullish streak in the outgoing week, climbing 2,462 points, plus 2.1% week-on-week, to close at 117,316, buoyed by improving macroeconomic indicators and sector-specific momentum. On a day-on-day basis, following record-breaking remittances of $4.1 billion for March 2025, a robust rally marked trading at the Pakistan Stock Exchange, PSX, on Monday. The KSE 100 index went up 1,537 points and settled at 116,390. On Tuesday, the Bourse extended gains on Fitch rating upgrade and the index recorded an increase of 385 points. Next day, the PSX ended a two-day rally due to profit-taking. At the end of trading, the KSE 100 posted a decline of 755 points. The cement sector and Asian markets helped the PSX stage a rebound on Thursday. At close, the index registered a robust gain of 881 points and settled at 116,901. The PSX ended the week on a bullish note, driven by encouraging macros. The index rose 414 points and closed at 117,316. Arif Habib Limited, AHL, wrote in its weekly report that the KSE 100 index remained in the green for almost throughout the week, crossing the 117,000 level, driven by improved macroeconomic indicators and positive sector-specific developments. A major boost came post-announcement of the current account for March 2025, which posted a record surplus of $1.2 billion, the highest ever monthly surplus. Furthermore, it said, progress on resolving the power sector's circular debt further lifted market sentiment, given leading banks finalized a 1.275 trillion rupees rescue package to stabilize the sector and bolster hopes for structural reforms. On the economic front, large-scale manufacturing, LSM, dropped 3.5% year-on-year, YoY, in February 2025, reflecting the ongoing challenges in the industrial sector. Meanwhile, foreign direct investment recorded a net inflow of $26 million in March 2025. However, the state bank's reserves declined $127 million to $10.6 billion. Albeit, the market closed at 117,316, depicting a surge of 2,462 points, or 2.1% wow. Sector-wise, positive contribution came from banks, 1,736 points, cement, 566 points, automobile, 184 points, power, 152 points, and technology, 53 points. Meanwhile, the sectors that contributed negatively were fertilizer, 288 points, exploration and production, 172 points, engineering, 13 points, and cable and electrical goods, 8 points. Scrip-wise positive contributors were UBL, 1,537 points, Lucky Cement, 429 points, Hubco, 160 points, NBP, 149 points, and Sosker Engineering Works, 121 points. On the other hand, negative contribution came from Fauji Fertilizer Company, 316 points, Mari Petroleum, 231 points, HBL, 65 points, Fatima Fertilizer, 22 points, and Ingro Polymer and Chemicals, 21 points, AHL said. Foreigners' selling was witnessed during the week, which clocked in at $4.01 million compared to net buying of $9.92 million last week.